Yesu yebazibwe nnyo bana ba Katonda.
Praise Jesus so much, children of God.
Mwasize mutya mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Obulamu buli butya?
And how is your life?
Webale kuwaguza.
Thank you for pressing on.
Noita mu Uganda adumire enkuba.
And you've passed through the brethren who commands the rain.
Malaika wa amazi.
Angel of water.
No. No mukamba kendeza kendeza.
And you tell him to reduce
the little.
I want to go and minister as you're ministering. And then we thank those who press him to reach. We thank God. He who balances his works in our midst. Praise Jesus so much. Greet of your brethren and sisters. You greet of them. Tell them thank you for persevering and pressing on. There's another who says since it's raining, let me cover myself more. But you jumped off the bed, threw off the blankets.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Tugenda kuba tugenda mu kigambo ky'amagezi.
We are going to go in the word of wisdom.
Tujja kubanga tuba ne service emwe ya jeno eri awamu.
We shall have one general service.
Olw'okulinda ku baganda baffe.
For waiting on our brethren.
Kubanga enkuba finance ubira eyinza okuba eyisemu egenda yetoloola.
I hope the rain has moved around everywhere.
Kya tugenda kuba tufunayo ekigambo ky'amagezi mu dakiika nga ziza.
We're going to get a word of wisdom in a few minutes, like 40.
And
then we go into praising him. We don't want any person to miss the book of Numbers. Those determined to come to know of it like today, all long it's this time and most of them have arrived. But we are going to be sharing of this word. The Holy Spirit passed through Prophet Jeremiah as he said, that do not trust deceptive words, that this is the temple of the Lord. You know these days, they have deceptive words which concerns the house of God. And many people build the buildings and they say it's the temple and the house of the Lord. Yet he, the Holy Spirit, he says these are not the house of God. For Christ Jesus explained, don't we know we ourselves are temples of the Spirit of God? Yet the world has a word it says,
that
these buildings we keep on building. And they say that they are the house of the Lord, the temple and the temple of the Lord. Let's read here as we get an answer. Jeremiah chapter 7, verses 4. Jeremiah chapter 7, from verses 4.
Temwesiganga bigambo bya bulimba nti bino ye yekalu ya Mukama, ye yekalu ya Mukama, ye yekalu ya Mukama. Olunyolokutano.
Olizungu lugamba lutya?
English ends up asking a question, are these the ones?
Jeremiah chapter 7 verse 4.
Jeremiah esula ya musanvu olunyiri wakuna.
Trust ye not in lying words.
Temwesiganga bigambo bya bulimba.
Saying, the temple of the Lord,
the
temple of the Lord,
the
temple of the Lord are these.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. You know, in this world there is that word.
Tuzimbie cathedral.
We have built a cathedral, mosques, different things built under the sun, and they put upon them a word, the temple of the Lord. When
time
you pass them the temple of the Lord, the church of God. And he asks a question, are these the ones? But what do you expect? You know, I had one on Independence Night. And he's gathering money. He spoke that he had gathered. What?
300
million is gathered. And he said that money was put on the building plan of the Church of God. They said the building plan is worth 600 million before the construction begins. But the building is worth 700
billion.
They build the temple of the Lord. If
it's
gotten and it builds you as the church of God,
you know how
born again can be rich among the rich in the world. Okay, we build those buildings, but is that the temple of the Lord?
You
know, we are about to start the right Christ and his church, and the false Christ and their churches. But the right Christ and his church, he builds us as the church. Yet the false Christ, they move on to build the buildings. For them, the false Christ have nowhere they take the saints. Even the evil ones, they have nowhere to take them. Now they have no church to build, for they have no church to take. They must build the buildings. But the right Christ has the church is coming back for, and it has no spot and a wrinkle, and that church, it is you. Now the difference is going to come out in that time, and these questions have come out. I've asked God to help us much. Topics like this would have begun live on television.
Amen.
Someone said, we don't trust what?
temple of the Lord.
Man told us is to build how much worth? I don't know even where you can go. You've been deceiving people, you are the one in the truth. As they reveal you to yourself the false Christ.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Do
not trust deceptive words. This is the temple of the Lord. Temple of the Lord. Are these the temple?
Yes,
praise Jesus. That word is in the entire world. And you reached, have attached on the house of God. But one day, sometime back through prophet Isaiah, Isaiah 66 verses 1, God himself had told them this. Isaiah 66 from verse 1.
Bwati wayogera Mukama nti eggulu ye ntebe yange n'ensi ye ntebe y'ebigere byange. Nyumba ki gye mulinzimbira era kifo ki ekiriba ekiwummulo kyange.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. He came to all of them, but you. Heavens is my throne, and earth is my footstool. What house will you build for me? And what place of my dwelling and resting that you build for me? Where is it? There he has cancelled all who say this is the temple of the Lord. You know, others say, even Solomon built the house of the Lord. Let me tell you, Solomon has never built the house of the Lord. He built the house of the name of the Lord.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And God told David,
not
you going to build the house of my name, but your son will build the house of my name.
And
when Solomon dedicated the temple, he said, Lord, you best in heaven, answer those who pray from you in this place.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
He
did say, God, you sit here. People, when you have somewhere, you sit among us. In praying, he said, you best in heaven,
answer
people who pray from this place of your name.
For its
name, for those of Christ are the ones who pray from it. But there is nothing like revelation without the Spirit of the Lord in the world. Let's read in the Kings and we see. Did he tell God that you best here seated here to answer people?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. We are yearning to hear of the right Christ and his church.
For
oh, we shall enjoy him so much. He will speak very many things. Shame will be there to some people. And some people will get angered. And
he
said, but they've come to fail us. You know, when Jesus came in the world, the Pharisees got angered. And they said, that one is going to take all our people. Because he speaks and he doesn't even honor us. Even the temple we built for many years. And he speaks, he's going to break it. First Kings chapter 8 from verse 12.
Awo Sulemani n'agamba nti Mukama ayogera yayogera nga nabeeranga mu kizikize kikutte. Olwe 13 mazima nkuzimbidde ennyumba ey'okubeerangamu ekifo ky'onootuulangamu emirembe gyonna. 14 Awo kabaka n'akyusa amaaso ge n'asabira ekibiina kyonna ekya Isirayiri omukisa. Ekibiina kyonna ekya Isirayiri ne kiyimirira. Olunyolo 15 n'ayogera nti Mukama yeebazibwe, Katonda wa Isirayiri eyayogera n'akamwa ke ne Dawudi kitange n'okutuukiriza n'omukono gwe ng'ayogera. Olunyolo 16 nti okuva ku lunaku lwe najjirako abantu bange Isirayiri mu Misiri, seerobozanga kibuga kyonna mu bika byonna ebya Isirayiri okuzimba ennyumba, erinnya lyange libeerenga omwo.
Erinnya liri likola ki?
His name was the one to dwell in the temple. You know, they say God has built a house of your dwelling.
You wonder,
does God come sit in it?
God
told us Isaiah 66:1, heaven is my throne, earth is my footstool. What house can you build for me? And what dwelling place? Now he sits in there, his name.
And
he puts his spirit to do his work. He himself cannot come sit there.
Don't hear ahead saying.
Did choose any place in the city of building his name to sit there.
bagamenti aba Kristo,
and they said those of Christ, they gather from there in that places of his name. I remember he changed it now. Now you are the place of his name now.
The house of his name.
That's why you're called the Christian.
Christ.
The name of Christ.
Amen.
We shall see that. The synagogue was pleased. People of my name gather from it. Now listen very well.
Masekabaka ekisoka esula ya 8 olunyole 15.
1 Kings chapter 8 verse 15.
Nayogera nti Mukama yebazibwe Katonda wa Isiraeli eyayogera nakamwake ne Daudi kitange nokutukiriza akitukiriza nomukono gwe ngayogera nti okuva kuluna kulunajirako abantu bange Isiraeli mu Misiri seroboza kibuga kyonna mu bikabyo nebya Isiraeli okuzimba ennyumba. Erinnya lyange liberenga omwo, naye neroboza Daudi okuba omukulu w'abantu bange Isirayiri. Onyole 17. Era kyali mu mutima gwa Daudi kitange okuzimba ennyumba olw'erinnya lya Mukama Katonda wa Isirayiri.
Owulidde bulungi.
You hear very well.
Ngayagala zimba ennyumba y'erinnya lya Mukama.
Wanted to build the temple of the name of the Lord.
Samuel baseka bake kisoke sura ya 8 olunyirwa 18.
First Kings chapter 8 verse 18.
Naye Mukama nagamba Daudi kitange nti kubanga kyali mutima gwo kuzimba ennyumba olw'erinnya lyange wakola bulungi okubanga kyali mutima gwo 19. Era naye tolizimba nyumba naye mutabani wo aliva mu ntumbo ezo oyo yalizimba ennyumba olw'erinnya lyange. Onyolo 2. Era Mukama anywezezza ekigambo kye yayogera kubanga nze nyimukidde mu kifo kya Daudi kitange nga ntudde ku ntebe ya Isirayiri nga Mukama bwe yasuubiza era nzimbye ennyumba olw'erinnya lya Mukama Katonda wa Isirayiri. Olunyolo 2:1. Era ngeze omwo ekifo eky'essanduuko omuli endagaano ya Mukama gye yalagana ne bajjajjaffe bwe yabajja mu nsi y'e Misiri. Olunyolwa 2:2. Sulemaani n'ayimirira mu maaso g'ekyoto kya Mukama ekibiina kyonna ekya Isirayiri nga weebali n'ayanjuluza emikono gye eri eggulu. 2:3. N'ayogera nti ayi Mukama Katonda wa Isirayiri tewali Katonda kufaanana ggwe mu ggulu waggulu newankubadde ku nsi wansi akwata endagaano n'okusaasira eri abaddu bo abatambulira mu maaso go n'omutima gwabwe gwonna. 2:4. Eyakwata ekyo kye wamusuubiza eri omuddu wo Daudi kitange weewaawo wayogera n'akamwa ko n'otuukiriza n'okukituukiriza okituukiriza n'omukono gwo nga bwe kiri leero. 2:5. Kale no ayi Mukama Katonda wa Isirayiri kwata ekyo kye wasuubiza eri omuddu wo Daudi kitange ng'oyogera nti tewakubulenga musajja mu maaso gange ow'okutuula ku ntebe ya Isirayiri kyokka abaana bo bwe baneegenderezanga ekkubo lyabwe okutambuliranga mu maaso gange
nga
Basekabaka ekisoka esula ya 8:27.
First Kings 8 verse 27.
Naye Katonda anaabeeranga ku nsi amazima ddala.
Katonda anaabeeranga ku nsi amazima ddala.
God really dwell on earth.
Samuel Basekabaka ekisoka esula ya 8:27.
First Kings 8:27.
Naye Katonda anaabeeranga ku nsi amazima ddala. Laba eggulu n'eggulu ly'eggulu teriyinza kukujyamu. Kale ennyumba eno gye nzimbye nga teriyinza n'akatono. 2:8. Naye ssaayo omwoyo gwo eri okusaba kw'omuddu wo n'eri okwegayirira kwe ayi Mukama Katonda wange okuwulira okukaaba n'okusaba omuddu wo kwasabira mu maaso go leero. Amaaso go gazibukenga eri ennyumba eno emisana n'ekiro eri ekifo kye wayogerako nti erinnya lyange linaabeera ng'omwo. okuulira okusaba omudduwo kwanasabanga ngatunulira ekifo kino. Olwasatu era owulire ggwe okwegayirira kw'omudduwo n'abantu bo Isirayiri bwe banasabanga nga batunulira ekifo kino. Weewaawo wulira ggwe ng'oyima mu ggulu ekifo ky'obeera ekifo ky'obeerangamu era bw'owuliranga sonyiwa.
Katonda
ajja kujja atuula
omwabeere
mu kizimbe
in the building. Not at all.
Yamugamba osinzireyo
mugulu
kubanga
ekifo kyentebe. And you best there. Look, servants pray from the place of your name. This is not the house of God, friend. It's
the
place of the name of the Lord. Surprise,
reach
a time he was pleased that we get to be a temple of his spirit. Praise Jesus. Many things need to be known. When he speaks in 1 Corinthians 3:16, he spoke of us as he said this. 1 Corinthians 3:16. Don't you know that he accepted us,
saying,
I cannot dwell in any place, but right now my spirit,
the
temples of my spirit yourselves. You can't tell the Spirit of God be in such a building, for he is everywhere. But he was pleased to pick out the saints, the children of God, that he will be in them, and they will be a temple. Now many times we've been on the world building what we build, our buildings, and we say the temple of the Lord, and we tell God dwells there. Even others put a seat for him in there. You find there is a big seat elevated up here, and they tell you God sits in there. Praise Jesus so much. The place like this, God chooses it, puts there his name. And he
says
they will be gathering their children of my name. And he
says
they will be building those tents. Me too, I'll put my glory on them. I'll send my spirit and my angels, and they watch over that place and the people who gather in
name,
the people of my name, people who are named my name. But that too broadens.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We are going to reach there, but
let's
first see of the church briefly in the Ephesians
5:25-27.
Ephesians 5 from verse 25.
Abasajja mwagalenga bakazi bamwe era nga Kristo bwe yayagala ekkanisa ne yeewaayo ku lwayo. Olunyolabiri mu mukaga aliokaji tukuze nga amazo kujirongosa n'okujinaza n'amazzi mu kigambo.
Yesu yewayo ku lw'ekkanisa.
Jesus gave himself up for the church. And they beat and whipped him.
Kanisa kibizimbe.
We church, the buildings.
Oba nze nawe.
Oh, me and you.
Yesu bamukubira kizimbe.
Jesus was beaten for the building. For still we get in the buildings, they ask you, where are you going?
I'm
going to church, friends. What are you going to do? I'm going to pray. Now God told you every time you come, you just keep praying.
You
know, those who have those houses,
house of prayer.
The house of prayer. And they quote words of whom they have not gotten knowledge about. Now on the two,
we,
you
and the
other building, who is the house of prayer?
And
if you've not gone to that building, you will not pray.
The question, who is the house of prayer building, or you yourself? Let's finish Ephesians here. We're sampling you what we shall see when we see the right Christ and his church. We are warming up much for him. The right Christ and his church. And we separate him from the false Christ and their churches. But the good thing concerning the spiritual gift, we began to study them in the book of Numbers. The book of Numbers in the nation Uganda. As it was the nation of Israel. In the call of the nation.
What
would have been on now, but a few changes came about. Because of the weather which is changed. But let's finish Ephesians here. Ephesians 5, verse 27. You bring him himself the church without spot, neither a wrinkle. What is this church they speak of?
It
speaks of not meant to have a spot and a wrinkle. That we call the house of God. Now is our God fighting for the building?
No.
One day was in Ezekiel 13, he said, woe unto those who build buildings and you furnish, renovate them very well, for I will throw all of them down. He said even their foundations with us wither. We've not refused. We build these our buildings. God believes people named after his name. They will be sitting there. They will be gathering from there. And he will put his glory there.
But
focus of building the church is on us, his saints. And we build in the spiritual and the physical.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now
we
renovated and furnished buildings and children of God. And we get different building materials we measure. And we try it not to have any wrinkle, it is straight aligned. Build the architectures. Draft plans of buildings.
And
someone looks at it and they marvel of it. When you look at the church of God, the people, and the way they are all bent without shape. For your heart, some portions are big, others small. You're not formally well. All your wisdom is perfect. You are a church which is bent. You have not been built at all. Now you see those ones.
Okay,
let's read in the Ezekiel 13. Ezekiel 13 from verses 1.
Awe chigamo chamkama ne chinjigira nga chogera. Olunyolo kubiri. Nti omwana w'omuntu lagulira ku bannabbi ba Isirayiri abalagula. Obagambe ababalagula ebiva mu mutima gwabwe bo. Nti muwulire ekigambo kya Mukama. Olunyolo kusatu. Bwati bayogera Mukama Katonda nti zibasanze bannabbi abasirusiru. Abagoberera omwoyo gwabwe bo songa tebaliiko kye balabye.
You think they see things of God, and each person with their own spirit. You find another in the spirit of miracle specific. Another is the spirit of deliverance. Each one with their own spirit. For another, their spirit worked through water and in the watermelon and the apples, each with their own spirit that they follow, and they get their own visions. The Lord showed me his house. God showed. He showed me a glorious house. He's going to build a powerful house here. And
that's
the other spirit falls on you, and you begin to the glory. The glory. It's going to be a glass house.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. The other spirit confuses. Each one has their spirit they follow, and they are never in one spirit of Christ. Each one with their visions as they stand. They see their temples, they build each one of them.
Ezekiel 13
verse 4.
Ai Israeli, bannabbi bo babanganga ebibe mu bifo ebyalekebwawo.
Now you will trust prophets. They became diviners. And they're like jackals. Find their prey. And their
horses. What a man!
Power!
Power!
They are like a jackal.
And
when you speak of prophets, you're not speaking only prophets. All gifts which are real in the many, the apostles, pastors, the evangelists, the cars are passing them, but it's like a jackal crossing. Because of the kappas, you have to be saved. You have. These people, are they still children of God? Are these wolves and jackals? Others put pulpits in the city,
wakati,
in the middle of the
road. Mutekwa kudokoka.
Now the people, those who hear, they say, what is this?
You
must see the power of God. God
churches,
churches of glass. You have to be saved. Where are these churches?
Are
these the temple of the Lord you're speaking of? They build temples of their own honors.
And they said, Pastor,
so built a glorious house of God. When you look at the religious people, things of getting lost, being lost means you've gotten lost. And we're meant to speak of that perversion.
If a person is a night dancer,
tell them you are a night dancer, come, we pray for you, you get healed. Let's finish here.
Ezekiel
13 verse 5.
Temwambukanga mu bituli ebyawagulwa, so temuddaabirizanga nyumba ya Isirayiri olukomera. Temuddaabirizanga nyumba ya Isirayiri olukomera luyimirire mu lutalo ku lunaku lwa Mukama. Onyolo mukaga, balabye ebitaliimu n'obulaguzo obw'obulimba aboogera nti Mukama ayogera. Songa Mukama tabatumye. Era basubizizza abantu ng'ekigambo kigenda kunywezebwa. Olw'omusanvu, temulabye kwolesebwa okutaliimu. Era temwogedde bulaguzi bwa bulimba. Kubanga mwogera nti mukama ayogera naye naye era naye sogeranga. Olwomunaana mukama katonda kyava ayogera nti kubanga mwogedde ebitaliimu era mulabye ebyobulimba kale laba ndi mulabe wammwe bwayogera mukama katonda.
You know we are not the enemies of these people. They have spirits they got involved with other spirits. For the Holy Spirit worked with the apostles.
He
emphasized we ourselves must be built as the church. To reaching the measure of Christ. A church which holds no spot
in
the
record.
But it's the same spirit in these people. The spirit of God in the apostles. Why
intentions
them building such a church?
Makes
to build a powerful church. Children of God.
Baba teka munkuba mwe bakuba
basikomukiza kuba tuka that the rainfall is the blessing is showering on you.
Eh yakuba etonya.
The rainfall falling.
Akagwa mukesha.
That is the blessing.
Omukesha kwa mkama.
The blessing of the Lord.
Na mwemuli munkuba yali eri mukatete.
The rainfall is in the tent.
Ogawa yeta yagara mukise.
He too doesn't want a blessing.
Yandije munkuba na etukuba
na naye na yongera yongera kumikisa. Rainfall we are shower together.
Now you
now, after they've gathered money to build church,
they would have looked,
people need to what extent? As Acts 4
was,
they brought in the apostles' feet. It was given as their need was. And they first built this church.
As buildings,
do they build to save themselves from rainfall? But they see lies. God said it is a powerful church. When it's finished, they say, you've seen how I've built a powerful church. Now when they are finished, they are his. He's the one who has built.
See,
things of this world perverted long time. For we saw religions from eras back. And we see the Roman Catholic Church. And we see buildings. You go see as if you've gone to the church of the Lord, humble.
And
you wonder, maybe it's going to pick that. Before I did know that. Did you know that before? Me too, I thought that's the temple of the Lord, the church of God. I see the Protestants to see them. They are built to the houses of God.
His
church. Sometimes you find it's not his. Of Saint Stephen, Saint Stephen's church. It's not of the Lord. I pass the mosques.
I have
that is the house of the Lord.
Now,
born again to get before, and they angered me. And they have funny houses of the Lord. The wooden structures and iron sheets. And the papyrus that the house of the Lord.
Yeah,
this one's too.
No,
I was in this world, had no religion. But I believed God.
I was hanging there.
I have no side. I just see them. Me too, I'm getting surprised. What they are doing. They build a God house. Me, I don't know what they mean. Me, I left them, I moved on. With my head.
Ezekiel sura ya 13 olunyolo mwenda.
Ezekiel 13 verses 9.
Ero mukono gwange guli ba mulabe wa banabbi abalaba ebitaliimu ne balagula ebyobulimba. Tebaliba mwabo abateesa ab'omu bantu bange. So tebali wandikibwa mu kiwandiike eky'ennyumba ya Isirayiri. So tebali yingira mu nsi ya Isirayiri. Kale mulimanya nga nze Mukama Katonda. Olunyolo 10. Kubanga weewaawo. Kubanga basenze senze abantu bange nga boogera nti mirembe songa tewali mirembe era omuntu bwazimba ekisenge laba akisigako ebbumba eritasekuddwa bulungi
nabazimba ebizimbe
and the build buildings
Mukama agambye
God has said
You are
going to build this portion. God has shown me. You woman. You give out cement of art.
Trailer number.
A trailer truck.
God has said,
you're going to be a powerful woman for you to build the house of God. You two feel something is taking you
out.
I take the blessing. They are in the other spirit. And there you see yourself. I built this wall. They
are
about to even put the name of your man. But God
says,
what is this? It's possible to build. But you
not
build the temple God takes. His church. The
holy church. But you
build the synagogue of the church.
These
ones build walls. And they say, I put money in that wall. And they get that whitewash and they begin to spray the wall. It comes on stone. All those God sees them. There's nothing he never sees.
Ezekiel 13 verse
11.
Bagamba abo abajisigako ebumba itasekudwa bulungi nga kirigwa
kijja kugwa na
kira. It will fall also.
Era mukama lwali jja mata ya 24.
God will come Matthew 24.
Tewali bajenye nali mwe disigala kuri
ne. No stone will remain on another.
Kali kali muganda wange.
Now my brother.
We bale kuteka musente
pitirivunyo. Put much money.
Ne muzimba kasitro.
And you build a cathedral.
We bale nyo na yeye si nyumba ya mukama.
That's not the house of God.
Kungani ile nyumba ya mukama.
The synagogue of the house of the Lord.
Wale ko kuzimbe kanisa ya Katonda.
You know what building that
oyo.
That your brother and sister.
Nodda kubizime.
And you build buildings.
Tanga na yagambi bangambire.
He said tell them.
Kuruna kuulira enkoma ochi ya kugwa.
On the day I come it will fall.
Nothing,
no way I'm taking it.
Wanga mulisewo kuzimba kanisa yange.
No what to build my church. My temple.
Eyo moyo wange.
My spirit.
Abantu kuvubange.
My holy people.
Nemudda kubizimbe nemuyoyota.
Build renovated buildings.
Naye bangambire.
But tell them.
Mchija kugwa.
It will fall.
Ezekiel sura ya 13 olunyiriri olwe 11.
Ezekiel 13 verse 11.
Bagamba abo abajisigako ebbumba eritasekuddwa bulungi nga kirigwa weewaawo enkuba ekulukuta ennyo nammwe amayinja ag'omuzira amanene muligwa n'ekibuyaga omungi alikimenya.
Anti olunaku lwa Mukama lujjudde entiisa
n'ekikankano. Matthew 24. Disciples brought him outside
they
show him the design building of the temple.
He
told them, I tell you, no stone will remain on another, but there will be a great thunder. It's what surprises
me. Thunders
will be the first before we arrive. And
he
explains in Matthew 24.
He says
a great earthquake before I come.
You
shake all down. Because the house of the Lord is falling. What's wrong with God is breaking his houses?
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus.
Yeah, Uganda.
But brethren, we need the light of knowledge.
People
have committed to build the temple of the Lord. I speak of buildings as his
people are.
By totally abandoned and ignored the rightful house of God. I
said
you not born again would have been crying. According to the madness these men have gathered. And it's for building the church. And they never build it. And they mind on both synagogues. And they furnish renovated them. And they even pervert in minds. And they put in light things like of discourse. On the pulpit of there. As if you've gone to a club. Light things are changing, crossing. When they reach in the praise,
say,
what club have we come to? And there are beasts and wolves on the pulpit.
Brought
the wolves.
They reared rather wolves and jackals.
Finds
them with hair plated, the boys.
Jesus.
And they have damaged trousers. That they in the temple. And you say now, what's done in heaven is this. What we do on earth, what's done in
heaven. Are there
angels who cause damage?
Huh.
And the trousers are falling down.
There's
a man who went to sing.
As a child, poo-poos on themselves,
the mother cleaned
them.
Father, me to have poo-pooed on myself.
You are your
old man. Are you a baby?
You yourself,
you call God to clean you. Imagine you hope that your child, they
are
18, 16 years, they have pooped themselves. They call you, come and clean me.
Let me come.
Under the sun that people don't know of them. Even the one seeming right here among them is a real thorn bush. In this time of the one you see, as if they are on truth, they are very vigorous. If they can't give you truth in the word of God, pretender and they are going to do something very dangerous on you. Let's finish here.
Ezekiel sura ya 13, olunyiriri olwe 13.
Ezekiel 13 verse 13.
Kale bwati bayogera mukama nti ndi chimenyera ddala n'ekibuga mu n'ekibuyaga mungi mu ngandiko ekiruyi. Era walibaawo enkuba ekulukute nnyo ngandiko obusungu n'amayinja ag'omuzira manene okukimalawo. Olwe 14. Bwentyo bwendi abiza ddala ekisenge kye mwasigako ebbumba litasekuddwa bulungi n'enkisa wansi omusingi gwakyo n'okweruka negweruka
ate abamu baateeka emitwe gy'abantu wansi.
Others put human heads under the foundations.
Kati nga bw'ogenda wano wano mu Uganda egyendya eno
side, when you go to this side,
no, Liberty,
who is Liberty? That side of
Lugal.
If the you find heads of infants under the foundations,
and the prophet
built on human head sacrifice, a prophet who is a sorcerer.
looks
like a beast on the field, a demon on the field.
On the television,
they have painted themselves. The pastor, they painted their lips, the eyes.
They
paint black and they paint blue down. When you see the clothes they put on, they speak their old
tamarind.
The eyes are like that. They claim to chase demons from others.
Ezekiel 13
verse 14.
Bwe ntyo bwe ndi abiza ddala ekisenge kye mwasigako ebbumba litasekuddwa bulungi n'enkisa wansi omusingi gwakyo n'okweruka negweruka era kirigwa namwe muli malibwawo wakati mu kyo kale muli manyanga nze mukama.
Wakati bali singana nga muli muyeka
bubizimbe, they will find you are in those buildings
namubiita yekalu ya
mukama, you call them the temple of the Lord,
ah murugendero mu namu,
you will be destroyed yourselves.
Kati le yabizimba ngolo zo zimba nyumba ya katonda,
you think you build the house of God, You will not tell him, God, I was building a house for you. And don't tell him you never knew. For your ignorance never makes you innocent. If your reason concerning buildings,
let it
based in the Isaiah 4.
And he says that
there will be a tent unto my people to save them from the sunshine, rainfall and the heat and the cold. And people will put my glory on it. It's not that is the church. Those are the deceptive words he said which are under the sun. He told us never to trust deceptive words. These are the temple of the Lord. For there are very many around. Everywhere you pass, you find them. He built the temple of the Lord, but it's of iron sheets. This is our synagogue. We know we are a temple of the Holy Spirit. And he got the Father. He fills the heavens and earth. Praise the Lord. There's scripture written in Matthew 21, verse 13. Jesus made a statement concerning the house of God. I want me to be explained of that statement. We speak of the house of the name of the Lord, the shadow which first existed.
Bible
says
that
let him avoid
sin.
Everyone called of the name of the Lord. When we were in the Old Testament, they built the building to be of his name. The building of the name of the Lord. But when he comes in John chapter 2, he told them, I'm going to break that one, build the one of 3 days. The new Testament changed the temple of the name of the Lord, the shadow which existed, and made the real one, we who are moving, and
we became
the temple of the name of the Lord and the temple of the Holy Spirit. Now concerning the building, spoke of it as he spoke in the language of the Old Testament. There are many we shall see. The priesthood of the Old Testament, even its garments, it ended. It was changed to be put in a new system.
And
right now, priests' garments given us to clothe. We come from down clothing the gospel, the preparation of the gospel of peace in our feet. We tie the truth in the waist, and we put the blessed plate of righteousness. We hold the shield of faith,
and
we hold the sword of the word of God,
and
we put the helmet of salvation. Yet the priesthood, they clothe them physically on their bodies.
So, change
of the shadow temple, and it comes in us. The entire system of the priesthood was changed. In the Hebrews of Old Testament, there was the shadow high priest. He
who
represented us, and he represented Christ. When Christ came, he became the high priest in this church. He built which moves in us. Joined things of heaven and earth to make them one.
That
we have one high priest. Now things are brought. The right Christ and his church, we shall see things.
Or
we shall involve, enter in all that.
And
you see how garments were changed and how the priesthood was changed.
For the
rightful priesthood of the Old Testament came from the clan of the Levites.
But
this time the priesthood which came, it came from the tribe of Judah.
Kabona atoye yagatte byo mugune kumusiyabate mchike
kirali
ekitalo.
Things of heaven and earth came from a tribe they did choose to be priests.
Naebyo tubyako achanganyizibwa wansi wenju.
That was not handled under the sun.
Ukujjako kuva mu rugendo rwe.
Except from the John of heaven.
So, ebyo natujja kubifuna.
Now all those we shall get them.
Lwaki Yesu yakozesa ennyumba eri nti enabanga yakusabiramu?
Why Jesus used the other house that will be a house of prayer?
Kubanga nabo bennyini baite basabira mwoyo ne mazima.
For them to never prayed in spirit and truth.
Era yabagamba ndi kati ebiseera bituusi.
He's the one who told them time has come.
Abamunoonya.
Those who seek him.
Era abamusinza.
And who were praying.
Ati badde mu mwoyo ne mazima.
And they go down in the spirit and truth the realities.
Kubanga bali baweereza ekisiikirize
eky'ebyamazima. For they shall the shadow of the truth. And he told them, you say we worship in Samaria,
on
the mountains we worship in
Jerusalem, in the temple.
Jerusalem in the temple. All that has been
phased
out. You're now going to resort to spirit and
where
truth.
Where two,
three gather for my sake, I am in their midst.
Before
he told us to you, look to that place as we pray.
This
time he said, wherever we shall be, and we are in him and his words are in us. Now we pray. Now let the Muslims, and they look, they are still looking in the east. The house of God is there. They didn't know how things changed. They never understood them. Now people, when we come to minister,
we
fail to handle the Old and the New Testament, what things change.
Now
you can read the Old Testament and build the house of the Lord. But you don't finish that it's the house of his name.
Then
you don't come to connect here. That he break it, he builds the one of 3 days.
Just
read, take as you've read.
It's
time you get confused and you leave it like that. But you know what? The house of prayer, Bible says, the Spirit himself together with our spirit,
the
groaning, joining us in our, to pray for us as God wills,
praising
in his temple. He comes in his temple and declares
the
prayer. He was there and he's groaning the prayer. Oh God,
is in me.
Everywhere you'll be. But that you enter the building and you evolve yourself. Lord, he's there. And you run alone, the spirit was not involved. Things were very hard, were not easy at all. But let's finish here. Ezekiel 13 verse 15.
Bwentyo bwendituukiriza ekiruyi kyange ku kisenge ne kwaba bakisiga ke bumba alitase kudwa bulungi.
Now God, and it's you build those walls of buildings, and
see
people building the house of God or the church. God, you who built it and the buildings, God have you on the day of his wrath. Except if you built it,
you'll
be a synagogue.
But
after you turned to his church, began to build it, his saints.
Ezekiel 13 verse 15. Bwentyo bwendituukiriza ekiruyi kyange ku kisenge ne kwaba bakisiigako ebbumba eritasekuddwa bulungi, era ndibagamba nti ekisenge tekikyaliwo newankubadde aba bakisiigako.
Kaakati nga bimaze okuggwaawo,
after they have finished,
ffengaabasumba tugenda kulagayo kanisa kize twazimba.
We as pastors, we are to show which churches we build. For you shall tell God you built him a church. On that day you will show him what? He's finished, destroyed them. You failed to build Pastor
Muchi.
On the other day you say, God, your church reached, arrived. This is what I built.
After he has destroyed all of those, what are you to show him? That God, I built churches. These are the ones.
He told
us 1 Corinthians 3. He who builds on that foundation, be careful. You build with your grass and the silver and gold. It's up to you what it
builds on it.
But you build on it wrong materials.
We
say these churches are built by spiritual gifts. Those which work in us, the saints, as we are.
Ezekiel 13,
verse
16. Beba nabi ba Israeli, abalagula ebya Yerusalemi, era abakirabira okwolesebwa kw'emirembe. Songa tewali mirembe, wayogera Mukama Katonda. Olw'ekuminomusanvu. Nawe omwana w'omuntu. Kakasa amaaso g'okwolekera abawala b'abantu bo abalagulira ebiva mu mutima gwabwe bo era obalagulireko.
Waliwo abanabbi bana abakazi.
There are these prophetesses.
Banabbi abaloga abakazi.
Sorcerers who are prophetesses.
Muno bangi.
Them too are very many in the system.
Munsi.
In the world.
Bawalaba nenga bali n'obulogo.
They have sorcery with them. Others go to nations abroad, they come back with funny things. If you want to run from their synagogues, those they call church as them, they send demons to you. And they say, you, if you've left here, you will never be visible. And he said, no. If I've run from God, let him seek for me. Why you prophet, you are pointing in me. You will see me. I will see you. What are you, a night dancer? I've run from God.
Why?
Don't you leave God to look for me? If today you run from here, I don't look for you. I don't pray evil prayers for you. For if you came to God, why do I hunt for you? If you've got a cause of sickness, maybe I'm sick, there we look for you. We come to see how we are a child of God. But you
run,
you say, I've left, I don't want that place. We don't follow. We look for you. We would
don't
look for your possessions, we thought for you. We were looking for you, not your possessions. Now we saw you have run. Now we do what for you? Others make themselves lost.
And
I got lost. You didn't look for me. I've never seen a ship lost.
And it
I'm here lost. You don't look for me. You get lost knowing where you came from. What made us lost? We never went back to heaven. We forgot that our home is heaven. God came to look for us. Your home is heaven. Now you get lost. Say you are lost. Apostle, you don't look for me. I am here lost. The way which brought you, you knew it. It will bring you back yourself.
Amen.
Ezekiel
13,
verse 18. Oyogera
bw'oti nti, bw'ati bw'ayogera Mukama Katonda nti, zibasanze abakazi. Abatungira ebyobulogo ku nkokola zonna.
Kati abakyala abasinga.
Now most of the women.
Wali wano Oluganda abadde awubagandi yali awuba nnyo.
Who they say she was waving the hand.
Nga bakuteeka eddogo mu
mukono. And they put witchcraft in that hand.
Olimu omusambwa.
And you is a demon. Others in those places you call churches. And they put the demon in your head, you're already shaking it like that.
Another
it's in the waist. When they need to praise, they're shaking around like that. But that they're praising the church.
I have been a Katambara.
There
are photos
that
put it in your, put it on your job. Not only women, even men
and
men
who
so claim to be in the Church of Christ.
Ezekiel 13:18. Zibasanza abakazi abatungira ebyobulogo ku nkokola zonna era abakolera ebiwere emitwe gy'abantu
bakukolera ekiwero nga tokyategera nategera
fail to you no more understand
nebo yagala okudduka
though you want to run
nga tolaba gy'odda
you don't see where you go
bakikola buli bulogo bwennyini
do it that is real witchcraft
nebo olaba ekyakoze obanga atakirabanga kikyamu
you see what they have done wrong you don't see it
msomba wange
you leave my pastor you
Some
of you girls in churches you
got
your pastors already raped you say you leave me
wang.
My pastor
mafuta.
He was anointing me
there
are those they sodomized they are still there
my pastor
they make a veil spiritual your way you don't see your mind is
took it
up an empty head you move with
what they do when you enter
they bewitch you
and
they begin to make you feel good and they
say
to the temple
don't
hold any sanity in your head. You can't even reason.
Bagamba gamba amen.
They say amen.
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 But
amen over what? What is it?
Are you getting
it? You have spoken what?
Kubanga basinga temuve muvera munga mukunganya
makunganya.
You know,
but you don't even understand.
Wabula ngo jukira chimwa gambi kugamba.
He has said what?
Amen.
Amen.
Are you getting it?
He has spoken what?
He has said
to say amen.
You
are very remote control.
Baba
he says, stand up.
One, come to me.
Raise your chair. All of you raise. And you're raising around chairs.
build
you as a church clan.
So
they have to be with you. That's when they showed you the building is the temple of the Lord. That's the church of God.
And break
veils of different length
according
to level of your madness of how you are going to fight them maybe and the way you are seeing things spiritual you get the vision
let's
make them a big veil
you
shouldn't see us again you begin to see their things pleasing them but as you just came pass it I saw women in all these places they are naked but you are telling them you are smart okay Satan okay he said tomorrow come we pray
he
makes witchcraft in that hand
you see
put the head
Do not again.
They don't speak.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Oh, my name is Lady Mwebin.
Do not in this world there are things.
I was at the Dangam Gumba Gab. So Dangamu
Tulaba. Don't you see us again?
Ha ha, but now. Surprises
generations, many have moved like that in this world.
And
one who entered heaven was the serious pressing on.
For
in the world there are amazing things. God didn't take me in the journey of heaven, which was moved through the Bible. As we studied and we saw.
I saw pastors, prophets, just people doing things.
What's so surprised? I first told God I will not speak this.
Me,
the people hurt me on the world. I fail where to settle.
He
told me I am with you. No one will hurt me except when seasons come. But there are things
which we shall speak to study. You will be surprised
how the world is. But what surprises the church? And in it are amazing things.
Press
we expect to hold much life, knowledge and understanding.
But
what you'll see and hear there, it will amaze you. I don't tell you get out of church. I
show you
the truth of the light of the word of God. It's true church exists. But what church? Buildings of the saints of God.
Ezekiel 13, verse 18. Era abakolera ebiwero emitwe gy'abantu buli kigera okuyigga obulamu.
They make witchcraft for you.
Though
you run, they look for you out there.
They
hunt for your spirit as if they are snaring a bird.
No duka.
And you run.
Nagamba, ogenda kunda
be shoot me tonight.
Na ingira mubusenge
bwa. Enters in their room.
Gwena kaiza.
You da kaiza.
Bayo juagezi.
Came from where you go. Come back.
Kuiza yo.
I call you.
Jangoro arero.
Come today.
Bayo.
Get out.
Kuiza.
Come back.
Ogenda muda ba mchiro mchiro
ngata kunonye. You see me in the
night. Uga e.
And you see.
And
he said, now. And you feel the running. But men are looking for you. All those women who are sorcerers.
And he said, Nabi
from the church of
Kande.
Prophet Kakande. You will see. Why should I see? Why does the God look for those who have never gotten saved before?
And he has
just run from this prophet. God is hunting for me.
Let
him haunt others who are not yet saved yet.
Those
are demons of witchcraft that bewitched you. And they put you in their system. Some of you know their secrets even. You know when you run from there. They may take the veil and you say,
no,
pastor became a monster and he told me he's in the spirit.
When you are
there, it is hard to speak of it.
You say,
Pastor, when is the spirit? He is always in a trance. We have been translated. When you
are
translated, you become a monster.
Ezekiel sura ya 13 olinyolwe 18.
Ezekiel 13 verse 18.
Muri gobulambu abantu bange ne muonya mwe kobulambu amukufa. Onyolwe 19. Era mwavumisa mu bantu bange olwemba tweza seyiri n'olwe bitole by'emigati. Okutto obulamu obutagwa na kufa.
Bayigemyoyo.
They hunt for spirits.
Abamba jitunde eri munyanja.
Others sell them under the ocean.
And
you register your names very well. And
they
take you to Israel to pray for you.
And
they sell you under the ocean.
Like Ezekiel
27 says, they sell souls there. They sell parts of them. And they sell a female part of yours there. And you have it there, but it's not yours. And he said, you God said, you're not going to get married, you're going to serve him. You're going to be his. And he said, get up, I'm espoused to Christ. I'm espoused to Christ. All of us are
espoused
to you. God is separating you, singled you out.
There you have your party
men, they meet you in the night. And he sold your part there. And when the boys propose to you, you leave me alone. I'm his past Christ. Now,
after
they sold their hearts, not even present there. When you reach to study now, you are not present, you are off elsewhere. As they sold their brains.
If
someone uses your brains,
they are
to reach your walking. And you see, you begin to lick your tongue like that. Things. What is this? I will not do it. And you begin to act like a bad thing. Something is using you. I don't want to do it, but you do it because you are not in charge of yourself. Yet they sold that your mouth. It's what I tell you, that they left you to build your church, but they know they can't build you. They are furnishing buildings, making names for themselves. What they also
say,
don't trust deceptive words. Temple of the Lord, temple of the Lord. Are those the
buildings
that the church is coming back for? Started to sell you for pounds of silver.
They
sold their eyes.
They
are in seeing evil spirits all the time.
I see.
I see. They attack me from hell. And that one remained also there. As they sold their bombs, when they reached to praise, they are shaking randomly their bombs like that.
Let me tell you some churches,
you cannot quickly understand them. Let's finish here.
Ezekiel 13 verse 19.
Ezekiel 13 verse 19.
Era mwavumisa mu bantu bange olwemba tweza seyiri n'olwebitole eby'emigaati okutta obulamu obutagwana kufa n'okuwonya obulamu okufa obutagwana kubabulamu.
Babeera n'abaabwe bali.
They have their colleagues who are close to them. Those they give their meats and their portions of plant that they have stolen. After they have realized their evil actions. And if you've got there that you keep holiness, they push you far from themselves. Bring things of righteousness here. They push you far from themselves. They can call you and they begin to advise you. And say, you know what? We are doing things you do. But the world is not like that. You have to commit sins.
Bible
says no one is righteous.
But
when he said no one is righteous, all sins, did he tell you don't be holy?
Ezekiel 13 verse 19.
Ezekiel 13 verse 19.
Nokuwonya obulamu okufa obutagwana kuba bulamu nga mulimba abantu bange abawulira ebyobulimba.
Now the people out there seated, others don't know they are lying to them. They are seated. The
synagogue
is very big field of people. They have thousands, 40,000 people. They are seated hearing lies.
Ezekiel sura ya 13 olunyolo abiri.
Ezekiel 13 verse 20.
Mukama Katonda kyavayogera bwati nti laba ndi mulabe w'obulogo bwabwe bwe bayizisa obulamu.
Bannangi ne baroga ekyalo kyonna.
And they bewitched the entire village.
Kati waliwo abagendanga erugale.
And those who went to Lugala. When bricks there, you cease to hold understanding on the gate branching there. Everything you've gone with, you leave it there. Money, shoes, phones, everything. And they have bewitched you, no more understand. You're there like that. And you're not present. When they say amen. Amen. And you answer. You're not too rich to go to offer, and you're being pushed by something. You're not yourself going. Something pushes you. You have to go and give.
I see
hand go, and you see it also go. You see it is being pushed.
Get
your hands, pushes them to the pocket. You enter the pocket. There are those who hide them in the panties, they take them the hands. They come
saying,
I will not give that money out. They put it back in the panties. They see the hand is, I see the hand of God. It's taking to get it. They bust it out. I'm going to give my land title. They go home to pick it. They are being like moving. You find them walking on the road. They themselves walking. This one they are taking.
Uruganda Isma bamutwala tinda kali na agenda atunda.
Isma was taken. He went to sell the house.
Ezekiel sura 13 olunyolo abiri.
Ezekiel 13 verse 20.
Mukama Katonda kyava yogera bwati nti laba ndi mulabe w'obulogo bwabwe bwe bayizisa obulamu eyo okububuusa.
Akati obulamu bambi temubeera wamu, mubeera mwabubuuka.
Not settled, it's up and down.
Era nabwo omusinga nange oyogera naye.
You find speaking with them.
Abeera.
They're all like that. They're not settled.
Aba ayogera kino.
They speak this.
Kakati eguru.
Heaven.
Eguru. Kakati ate.
And again,
America.
You know in America, they are not clear in their talk. When you find them do that, in you, you begin. Holy Spirit, strengthen. You preach as you speak that in you. Get those demons. You preach as you speak in you of warfare. Get those demons from them. Others, they made them not settle. They are not settled.
You find
old man grown in that synagogue for years. But is there? Is not settled. You cannot see within 5 minutes to settle down. I am in spirit. Time for prayer. He's moving off. We have an altar home. He's not settled. And it troubled them wrong time. They made their spirits be moving everywhere. In dreams they can move you around. Rightful thing, yet they move you the entire night.
And chase
you in the night clothing images of others.
He's there
chasing you.
When
they see you about to run from their synagogues, they bring upon you merciful dreams. They show we are going to provide for you. And they tighten you there.
Ezekiel sura ya 13 olunyo lwabiri.
Ezekiel 13 verse 20.
Era ndi busiko kubijja ku mikono gyabwe. Era ndita obulamu. Obulamu obwo bwe muyiga okububuusa.
Mukama kye kiseera yamba abantu
be. Time go to help his people.
Abasumulula okuva miguwa ya banabbi b'obulimba.
Free from the calls of the false prophets.
Even
all witchcraft they have put on the children of God, the devils that they put on the children of God, take witchcraft from them.
Imagine
you gather in what is called church, but you are bewitched. And they bewitched you. You think you're praising God. God is ready to help his people. And he creates a new generation with the full knowledge of God and his glory to come help his people. May God bless you. Let's go in the next part.